we are here sitting with Henning Obens, who is active in Avanti, a project of undogmatic radical left in Berlin. And we are sitting here in Kreuzberg in a cafe. And Henning, as the first question, I would like to ask you just about your political activities at the moment. In what sort of activism are you involved at the moment?
Mainly, I'm organized in Avanti, in a revolutionary or radical left group in Berlin. And the topic I'm focused on is anti-fascism and anti-racism. For the last years, I was very into the campaign against the Nazi rally in Dresden, where we blocked this Europe's largest Nazi rally for like 4 years now in a row. And yeah, that was a huge project. And now, since maybe one and a half years, we are more focusing on crisis and racism, and yeah, the special and the special relations between those two topics.
So I have questions in three levels. Let's say first level is Berlin, then comes Germany, and then comes Europe. So let's start from the Berlin level. What would you say is most urgent at the moment for the radical movements in Berlin at the moment? So just basically what is happening at the moment, and in your opinion, what could happen or should happen next?
I think two questions or two issues are on the main level at the moment in Berlin. First is the housing, because the rents are getting higher and higher in Berlin. And we see it as this gentrification word is made for that. This is very important because it concerns everybody who lives here and want to have a new flat. And so, of course, the capitalization of the capital goes into Berlin and invests into concrete gold, and now the rents follows it. And this is one topic, and we've got smaller compared to Hamburg, but a growing social movement in that topic. And the next thing was big in Berlin at the moment is anti-racist movement influenced or caused by the refugee strike since last autumn. There's a lot of movement in that in Hamburg, in Berlin, everywhere in Germany. But also here in Berlin, we've got an occupied Oranienplatz, which is a camp of refugees, and a squatted house by them. And so we've got a very huge refugee self-organization process at the moment. These are the actually two biggest topics in Berlin at the moment.
And what do you think? How can people who are new in relation to the movements or the city take part in the political actions? Is it easy? And also concerning the subject gentrification, because of the gentrification, some negative attention might sometimes also be projected to new people who come to Berlin. So just, how can people come into the movement, and are there any problems in this issue?
Yeah, I think what you pointed to is that some people misunderstand the gentrification topic as a problem of tourists coming to Germany, coming to Berlin, and especially to this inner city district. And so they are being blamed for rising the rents, and we think that's completely false. And I think it's bigger in feuilleton than in reality, this problem. Of course, sometimes people are annoyed when tourists are noisy at the streets or behaving bad, but in the political scene, I think it's not that big a fuss about that. I think if you come to Kotti & Co., which is maybe the boiling point of anti-gentrification protests in Berlin, the people will be friendly and will ask about what's happening in your hometown, and you could engage yourself and be part of the movement. But of course, it's not easy when you don't speak the lingua franca. Like in German, everything is, or most people, happening in German. And but this is the easiest point to go to Berlin, to Kreuzberg, to Kotti and Co, to the Cottbusser Tor, and see what's happening there. And there's, for now, for 1 year, a protest camp against the rising of the rents in this area. And there are several initiatives all over Berlin who are organizing protests, especially against evictions, forced evictions. And I think you can join these initiatives, but it's like always, it's hard to get in, because in a metropolis, everybody is more focused on themselves or on their group, on their peer group, and of course could be hard sometimes to get into the scene. It's not like in a small city, but it's not. I think it's not because people don't like foreigners, but it's the habitus of the metropolitan style.
And what about Avanti, the group of activists you are active in? If somebody wants to come to you or cooperate with you and work in your organization, how is it concretely possible?
I think the easiest way to get in contact with us is to write us an email, berlin@avanti-project.de. And you can see us, we are having several of events like every month, and you could make an appointment with us. But what I said before is also here, our language is mostly German, and this is a barrier, of course, we need to cross. And there is an experiment in a group of our friends' groups, Fels, to have some people speaking like French in their group, and we always thought about getting in touch with people who speak Italian, because many people from Italy and Spain are here in Berlin at the moment, but this is still a work in progress. And so if you want to join a group, you could contact them, and it probably needs some time to get in touch and to get closer to each other, and to feel to find out if that's the right political organization, because it depends who you are, what you want, and what political approach you have, if that's your group or not. So we need to as Avanti, we say we need to have discussions and talk about, like, we've got a program and we will discuss it, or you can read it and we can discuss the main ideas of that. And if you agree, I think the barrier of the language will be crossed.
Okay, let's move on. The next question will be German, about German activism. How would you describe it, the contemporary German activism? And also, what do you think are the biggest problems in the nowadays German movements?
I think we've got, maybe not to Finland, but to the rest of Europe, or to especially Southern Europe, we've got in Germany this problem that the crisis is everywhere, but not nowhere. You can see the crisis in Southern Europe. You can see it, you can grab it with your hands. But in Germany, the crisis is under the level, under the radar. It's a permanent crisis since Hartz IV. It is reformed by the red and green government in the, like, 10, 11 years ago now. And this permanent precarization and this permanent expel of people from the society made a permanent crisis, and made the people less organized and less engaged for their rights. And so this I think this points out some of the problems with this Bologna process. Most of the students are forced to be in like workers in the education factory and don't have much time to be part of social movements anymore than compared to 10 or 20 years ago. We've got this problem. We've got this problem that this crisis is like this contemporary crisis in Germany is like daily, but we don't have such big, huge events where the protest is at its peak, and so this is the situation, and many movements are struggling with at the moment, and I think. We need to talk about each single social movement in Germany to concretize this, because I think many movements got several problems and social circumstances which made them stronger or less strong. For example, the anti-fascist movement had a huge victory last year with the blockades of Dresden. But on the other hand, we are facing a problem with the role of the anti-fascist movement in the society, because the new government for the last 10 years are also paying for anti-fascist activities by like an NGO or NGOs who are organizing the same work that we did once, and the anti-fascist movement is struggling with this problem: what's our role in society. And so every movement got its own contradictions and its own circumstances. And so you can't say it for all, but what I meant is this Hartz IV and Bologna process, I think it influences every social movement, because it influences the opportunity to be in political activist. And that's one of the core problems. And then, of course, the crisis and its... The face of the crisis in Germany is completely different than other European countries, because this is like the heart of the beast where we're living in. And at the moment, everybody is emphasizing that the crisis is not our problem. And so we're facing like opposition to... Let me... we're facing the opposition of the 99% at the moment. So I'm just kidding. But at the moment, the consensus of the hegemonic bloc at the power is still working. And in other countries, the active consensus to the capitalist system is decreasing.
Even though in the past 20 years in Germany the destroying of the social system and from the welfare state has been very harsh.
Yeah, sure. That's what I meant with these Hartz IV reforms or deforms or whatever. And this is, of course, this destroyed a very huge movement in 2003. This movement with the Monday demonstrations. Was a large social movement, but it ended up with the defeat of the social movements. And from this defeat, the movements were not, reorganized. So this defeat made a mistake for us and made a defeat where we're still not okay anymore. Sorry.
Let's move on to the European level also, or take that level into the conversation even stronger. So as the next question I would like to ask, in your opinion, how could we organize Europe-wide, and or can we, and what do you think are the most central problems in this project?
I think we have to. That's the problem, because the our enemy is already organized over borders in all over Europe and all over the world. And that's what we are theoretically discussing with the critique on the EU regime or the G8 summits on whatever. So we know what's going on at the site of the power. And we know that we need to be organized transnationally and internationally. And so, of course, this is also a huge problem we are facing, because we do this just beside our jobs, just beside our local and regional and national organization, nationwide organizations. And so we're facing a problem with that, because we need to be organized more than broader, but it costs a lot of energy for us and a lot of money. But I see this wish to be organized internationally is growing. I was in like 2003, I was in, or 2005, I think it was, I was in London to the European Social Forum, and this movement was one part of that. And I see it now. I was last year in Madrid, where the Agora 99 took place, and now this weekend, the 1st to the 3rd of November in Rome, will be the following meeting. Unfortunately, I couldn't be there, but this is also a step forward to organize the social movements in Europe, like step by step. And of course, our work is to do and to organize that. But the same problems got the unions European wide. If they want to face, if they could face the power of the capital, they need to be organized internationally. And we can see also in the unions, it's very difficult to do it. Like, and they got the money and the power and the time, but they face the same problem. But to be a radical left person, you need to have an internationalist point of view, and you need to organize that internationalist point of view. And personally, what we're doing in our anti-fascist movement, we try to organize a conference next year in April, where we bring together anti-fascist activists from all over Europe to share their experience and share their struggles against the rising of racism and fascism in Europe. And we try to organize this discussion, and this is what we can do, and that's what the people are also doing with the movements against the gentrifications and all that stuff. So we've got good contacts to in Sweden, from Avanti, and some other international groups who are facing the same problems. And this is the way, not to declare international solidarity, but to organize on topics where you're working at, and organizing a learning process and sharing knowledge. And that's what we try to do in our small. So we invited lots of anti-fascists from Greece, from some other countries, from Poland, from Hungary, and to share the information about the Nazis and to discuss strategies. And that's what we're doing.
Still about the Europe-wide organization, Blockupy Frankfurt has happened now two times this year and last year, and is most probably going to take place also next year, I suppose. Do you think that Blockupy Frankfurt could play a central role in organizing the European movement, and how do you see the transition from the first year to the second one? Is it, and what are the most, biggest problems and the best things that have happened in Frankfurt so far?
I think Blockupy Frankfurt was at first a thought as a sign of solidarity to the movements in Southern Europe, and to show the people that there is an antagonist left here in Germany, and to show the people that we are not with our government, and and to the austerity project of Angela Merkel and the German capital in Europe. And so this was also a symbolic first step, just to show antagonist positions inside of Germany, and that was a success, I think. And what people could see is that the repression of the German government and the state was harsh, because they don't want to show some these pictures of protests all over the world, and so they made a picture of police brutality and repression in Germany, and that's what people saw, and that's why people looked at Blockupy Frankfurt, not because the biggest thing could happen, maybe one small organization in Spain or Italy or Greece would have more participants if it's spontaneously activity, but they see it as a challenge here, where we are solidary, where we show our solidarity with them. And that's the most important role of Blockupy Frankfurt. And the second second important role is to be like part of the international debate and part of the international activities. And via this event, like Blockupy, we get in touch with so many people all over Europe, because they are also looking for contacts. Everybody is looking for contacts and for this for strategic discussions and for political attempt. And so with this event, we have a lot of experience all over Europe to social movements and get in touch. And the most important role could be that, the second important role is that the movements are better organized. Because after this, what I mentioned before, this European Social Forum decade or whatever, there's a lack of contacts all over Europe. And we had like a Northern European anti-capitalist network several years ago with groups from Sweden, from Denmark, from England, and from, I don't know if in any other Scandinavian countries was inside that, but we had this network and not anymore. And so we're looking for contacts, and this is Blockupy is also a meeting point.
What sort of other possibilities could you see then that sort of happenings like Blockupy Frankfurt? What do you think, what sort of concrete actions could take place in this momentum in the German and in the European framework, or what would you wish to happen, or what do you see in the horizon
for the next years? Or I think what one activity took place in last year was pretty interesting in Blockupy. That was this blockade of this European Tower was a very symbolic thing, but nevertheless necessary. But there was also another activity at the main street in Frankfurt, the Zeil, and there was an activity of Blockupy activists supporting this the strike of the Einzelhandel, I don't know, to the shop, the organized shop workers, and to show this solidarity and support them. And there was a second activity to Blockupy Deportation Airport in Frankfurt. And so we sent it out a sign with this activity to the social movement who are struggling for their rights and for their, like, for the unionists' interests, to show an interest that the radical left and the left is on their side. And that's what I think we need to make a second step on that, to present the radical left as a factor in the social, in the happening social struggles of present time, and maybe not always visible, but to make the radical left as a factor and as a part of this class struggles happening now. And that's, I think that's a goal, but I think we try to work on that to show that, because it's clear that we need the majority, we need the people in Germany to change the politics of our government, and so we have to make one thing clear that there is an alternative, and to show the people that struggling collectively is necessary, important, and there's something to gain, because the people got the experience that what I mentioned before, this Hartz IV movement, if you struggle you won't succeed, and this is a horrible social dystopia. And so I think we need to show the people some victories. The people need to have some collective experiences of winning. And so that's what we are saying when we say we block this Nazi rally, and we do it. We block this G8 summit in Heiligendamm, and we did it. And we block this racist congress in Cologne, and we're doing it. And so that's what we're trying to do, to show the people, join us, join the collective activity for progress, or for whatever you want, to fight for your rights and to win something in this battle. And if the people got hope on that, that's our goal. Because we think that's the core problem of the last years in many societies, and especially in the German society.
Let's move on to the final questions. My favorite one is question number 7, the most generic, big question. Well, how would you describe the most central problems of our capitalistic society?
Wow. Okay. Let me answer in a very long row. I think the major problem is that the capitalist society worldwide got its has seen some barriers, has seen some borders. The border of the productive investment of capital all over the world. We don't have a new cyclus of invention and of investment of capital since the 1970s. So we've got this huge problem that capital is no longer effectively invested in productive labor in generally, so the not in any cases, of course, but to be like productive, to rise the productive rents. I would like to do it in German, and now we've got this problem, and so everything turns into the financialization of everything, and this creates a huge gap between the capitalist will of profits and the need of profits and the real capitalist accumulation. And so we've got this huge problem, and the capital is running around the globus to find out some more pieces of undiscovered, like in Marx, undiscovered country, and so we've got this hunting for ground everywhere, this land grabbing everywhere in the world. We've got all this speculation on ground and on water and on resources, and this complex situation all over the world turns into chaotic and barbaric future. And I think the capital could stand this situation, but the people couldn't stand the situation worldwide. And so if we don't change the global economy and the global the relations between work and or labor and capital, we couldn't we'll have a huge problem in the next 50 or maybe 100 years. And so we will have a global breakdown of societies, of economies, and a huge disastrous situation of the people in the world. And so this is, I think this is the major problem, and maybe it won't hit the people in Germany that hard compared to the people in Sudan or the people in sub-Saharan Africa. But I think we are responsible to fight for the human societies to change these relationships in the world. And so, in generally, I think we are responsible here to fight for better life for everybody. Because, I think this is this metropolitan perspective we have is that maybe we're not starving of hunger. Maybe some do, some will do, but we have the obligation, I think, to change the system. And if we see what's happening at the moment, day by day, and what will happen in the next years, I think it's not just an inspiration. It's forcing me, like day by day, to change the world. Sorry, I would love to do it in German, but
let's move on to the final question. A question for directed to our listeners. What would you like to say to them who wonder how they could participate? Again, the participation question. How they could participate in political movements? Well, in the building of a new world without capitalistic repression. What do you think? People wondering how to become active, how to overcome that question and not let it be unsolved.
That's the second huge question. I don't know. I just can say I feel I want to be part of a social movement. I feel I want to like join the resistance, and there's a quotation by Bertolt Brecht who said, "Wie soll ein Mensch, der seine Lage erkannt hat, noch aufgehalten werden? How could a person be stopped who has seen his own situation?" And I think that's what I just say. Don't join the movement. Be the movement. Like, be organized part and push things forward. And there will be some connections to people who try to organize anything, because I think we're not hunting for this is the right thing at the right time. Now we all have to do that. But we have to, like we have to build these chains between us and these connections and these discussions and to stand inside the movements. Also, if you're older than like 30 and going to work, and it's not easy anymore to put it under the hat of work, of reproduction, of all that shit. But for me, it's like a lifelong thing, and I think that's what I can just speak about myself in that, and I think that's what I want to do, and I think we all will find some chances to bring people together and to be part of that. I think, And the internet is a perfect way to get in touch with people who think the same.
So let's get more radical every day.
let's get in touch and let's get more radical. Okay.
Thank you for the interview, Henning.
You're welcome.